Dr. Steven Seeger is a staff psychiatrist at Napa State Hospital, where violent felons with mental illnesses are incarcerated instead of prison. But it's an awkward mix of those two roles.
It tries to be a prison and a hospital, and that just doesn't work out. You're trying to run hospital-like setting with people who are mass murderers, people who are violent. Just on my unit, people get punched in the face. Can you imagine going to the hospital and getting punched in the face regularly?
In his recently published book, Behind the Gates of Gomorrah, about his first year working at Napa State in 2011, Seeger offers a rare insider's view of both the facility and how his profession is practiced there.
Like it or not, we've become part of medicine. We do brain scans, we do lab tests, we do that sort of stuff. But in that place in particular, you are actually forbidden from sitting one-to-one. Because what happens is this guy will corner you in the room and you can't get out.
Which is exactly what happened to Seeger on his first day on the job, a frightening moment he recounts early in the book. Ever since, he says, he's been taking extensive precautions.
I watch every step I take. I never open my office door, for instance, without looking underneath the door to see if anyone's standing outside. And then I open it a crack and make sure there's no one I can't see. And I never walk down a hallway with other people in it. So I'm pretty careful about that. But the doctor I work with now, who's our chief of staff, has been assaulted badly twice.
A critical part of the staff's work at Napa State Hospital is simply protecting the public from the men and a few women who are housed there, many of them for decades. But Seeger adds that effective treatment is also provided.
Psychiatric illness is the same as any other medical illness. Most people get better. When you get treatment for your schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, schizoaffective disorder, which are the serious psychotic illnesses, they clear up and they get well. The problem then becomes, what do you do with someone who's killed five people and now isn't psychotic anymore?
Attempts to release such inmates have proved disastrous, as they often stop taking their prescriptions, abuse illegal drugs instead, and commit new violent crimes. So a different sort of supervised release program is now starting to gain favor.
It's outpatient treatment that you're compelled to get. It's a movement that's picking up steam nationally. If you commit a serious crime and you don't go to jail and you come to the hospital for treatment, you need to continue that treatment on into the future. And you can be compelled to get outpatient treatment, medication, therapy, but you have to continue in that. They monitor you. If you drop it, you don't show up for your appointments, you're rehospitalized. That works.
Meanwhile, despite all the stress and dangers that come with the job, Seeger continues to work at the Napa facility for a mixture of reasons.
There's a lady who calls it a Jesus job, which is, who else would do this? I go back now because with the book, I'm taking a fairly strong advocate's point of view and giving a voice to my patients, giving a voice to the staff. And had I quit, they could have dismissed my voice easily. But, oh, he's a disgruntled employee and he doesn't work here anymore, so who cares? Since I'm still there, they just can't say that.
Additionally, Seeger says that choice allows him to continue to present the perspective of his patients and co-workers there, something that will be the focus of his next book about life inside Napa State Hospital, which is due out next summer. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.